Welcome back to the Oakland radio program here on WKAC. Hope everyone's having a good Tuesday morning. I'm Caleb White with the Oakland Church of Christ, and we're continuing our study this week off of the hymn of Jesus Draw Me Ever Nearer. Yesterday we talked about the first line of the song where it says, Jesus Draw Me Ever Nearer, and how the Lord wants us to be close to Him. We read in James chapter 4 where it tells about that let us draw near to God and He will draw near to us. He wants us to have a close relationship with Him. He's made that possible through His death, burial, and resurrection, and how that we, if we'll accept Him and put off the old man, die to sin, and be buried in the waters of baptism, and to rise through resurrection in the walking in newness of life, that we can have that relationship with Him and have that one-on-one relationship that He wants so badly for us to have with Him. And how we also learned about how we can't expect to make it to heaven if we don't have that one-on-one and close relationship with Him, that the Lord's only going to let those that He knows into the gates of heaven when it's all said and done. Today we're going to look at another line of the song, a couple of lines actually. The first line, it says, Jesus draw me ever near as I labor through the storm. And the other line says, Jesus guide me through the tempest. Both of these kind of go hand in hand. There's so many of us out there, I'm sure that if you're listening, that you've had storms in your life, or you may even be going through one at this time. Whether it be sickness, you may have some health issues that's going on, or you may know those that have health issues that's going on. I know I do. You may be dealing with the loss of a loved one. Maybe you've lost your job, and you're just in a pinch, and you may be struggling financially. You might be addicted to substances or other things. You may just be struggling with sin in general. Or maybe if you've just gotten out of school, maybe you've had some school troubles that you've had and that you've just been really down about. Or maybe you've just had to deal with some bullying at school. All of us encounter different types of storms in our lives. We're not promised an easy life, that it's all going to be sunshine and roses, that we're going to have troubles from time to time. And when that happens, you start to feel beat on and you feel tossed about, just as it talks about as I labor through the storm. Life's not easy. It can be overwhelming. We see examples in the Bible of those that had their own storms in their lives. We see examples such as Joseph, who was sold into slavery from his brother. His brother sold him into slavery. Daniel was thrown into a den of lions and left for dead. We think about Elijah being chased by King Ahab and Queen Jezebel for his stance on God. We see David being pursued and wanted to be killed. His own son wanted to kill him. Absalom wanted to kill him. He was being pursued by him. Jesus was despised, rejected, and crucified for us. Paul, he was shipwrecked, beaten, stoned. All these people had storms that went through their lives, but they continued to labor on through the storm, and they relied on God and Jesus to guide them through the tempest. An example that we can see out of the Bible would be in Psalm 107. Psalm 107, starting in verse 23, where it says, those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, they see the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. For He commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up the waves of the sea. They mount up to the heavens. They go down again to the depths. Their soul melts because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and He brings them out of their distresses. He calms the storm so that its waves are still, and they are glad because they are quiet. So He guides them to their desired haven. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt Him also in the assembly of the people and praise Him in the company of the elders. We see here an example of those that are being tossed to and fro. It says in verse 27 that they are at their wit's end. But what do? In verse 28, it says that they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and He calms the storm and brings them out of their distresses. So as we labor through the storms in our lives, the things that are going on in our lives, I know it may be difficult, we can lean on Jesus to guide us through these storms in our lives. We have to. We have to have faith in Him that He will be with us, that He help us overcome any struggles and storms we may be facing in our lives. That's all the time that we have for today. We'd love to invite you to our services at the Oakland Church of Christ, located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road. If you're out and about and you're looking for a place to worship, we'd love to have you at any time that you have the opportunity. Hope everyone has a great day today. Thank you.